Welcome to the Prophecy Club. I have Jonathan Rose on with me today. He's with the Genesis Gold Group, and you can reach him at prophecyclubgold.com. Now, who is he? Well, he's owned this metal. He's been in the metal business for 30 years. He's owned it for 20 years. Most important, he is a Christian. It is a Christian-based business, and he specializes in helping people get their IRAs or the 401ks into precious metals, located as close to them as they can possibly locate them. And today he's going to be answering all kinds of those questions. So Jonathan Rose, welcome to the Prophecy Club, my friend.
Thank you, Stan. Lovely introduction. Always a pleasure to be here, and reminding your listeners that I first started listening to you back in 1997, 1998. So as I said, I've been following your word, and it's always an honor to speak to you and basically help educate people on the importance of owning this type of stuff, solid gold.
My heart, I want one of those.
I have a spare one.
Oh. You can take that. How many grams are...
Actually, this is a kilo. A kilo bar of gold. So when... I know we're jumping straight into it here, but it's on my desk. Actually, great little story. I did a show and tell at my kids' school. My kids go to this beautiful faith-based school, and they were learning about gold mining. And they just flew back last night from Stockton with my wife and all the other parents and teachers, and they were gold mining. So who better to go in and talk to them about precious metals was obviously myself. And I put gold and silver coins in all the kids' hands and actually gave them all a silver coin, and they absolutely loved it. But what blew me away the most was when I held up one of these.
Absolutely.
I said to them, does anybody know what this is? And this 10-year-old girl put her hand up and she said, yes, it's a kilo bar of gold. And I looked at her teacher and I said, yes, that's correct. And I said, does anybody have an idea how much this is worth?
That was my next question.
Put her hand up. She said, $70,000. And I looked at the teacher. There's like about 60 kids sitting there. And I said, have you been like discussing gold? She's like, no, not at all. And I said, and how much does something like this weigh? And she put her hand up again. I was like, she's like stealing my thunder now, this little girl. She's like 2.23 pounds. And I was like, it just blew me away. And the funny thing is I know her father, and he's not in the gold business, or actually he's in the nursing business, funny enough. But it's amazing. Some of the questions that these 10 and 11-year-old kids were asking me, so sharp as a tack. And I wouldn't say they had a grasp of the financial system at that age, but they were asking just great questions like, why do some bars have different engravings? Why do some coins have different designs on the front of them? Can you use it as money? Is it currency? You know, is it worth more in the future? So they were asking me all these great questions, and it was just like a really great, fun Q&A. But, you know, to be able to hold a kilo bar of gold in your hand, I pick it up like it's nothing, but it's heavy. And that's always the first reaction people get. Wow, this is heavy. This is worth something. But ultimately, they all understood that it's a store of wealth, or it's a value of wealth. And again, you know, taking it beyond young children and having the fun gold to play with, you know, on a more serious level, with all these serious economic issues that we're dealing with today, you know, really what I preach about is obviously holding something tangible in your portfolio, whether it be an IRA or 401k.
It breaks my heart, man, because that's on my bucket list. I have one of those 1,000 gram gold bars, but I also, they make another one about the size of like a shoebox, or maybe not that big, but
yeah.
What's it worth?
Good delivery bar. I think that's, don't quote me on this, but I think they're about 100 kilos, and that would probably cost you probably about $800,000 for one of those big bricks. It's about this size, and wow. It's heavy. And I was very fortunate enough to work with some great people in the industry over the years, and one of them actually was a gentleman called Edmund Moy. And Edmund Moy was one of the U.S. Mint directors, and after 9/11 happened, Edmund Moy was responsible for setting up Homeland Security. And he did such a great job that President Bush at the time said, Ed, you know, you've set up Homeland Security. We thank you for being a great patriot. You know, what position in my government can I give you? And out of all the positions, he picked to be the U.S. Mint director. And I got to sit down and have lunch with him. And there was one question I was dying to ask him. And I was like, being the U.S. Mint director, they get to go to Fort Knox. And over the years, many people have asked me, you know, Jonathan, there's no gold in Fort Knox, right, is right, there? Right, right. And I can never answer that because I've never been. And, you know, I just, you know, who, everyone says yes, no, yes, no. So to get to sit down with the U.S. Mint director, and he looked at me straight in the eyes and he said, unequivocally, I can guarantee you there's gold in Fort Knox.
A lot of it.
So that was good enough for me. But talking about gold in Fort Knox, you know, we just look at central banks today. And central banks are net buyers of gold. What does that mean? Well, it means that they are buying more gold, not like 100 times the weight of this, good delivery bars, what you just mentioned, and they're storing them, and they're storing them in depositories. And actually, the government right now, kind of like covertly, they are building more storage facilities with Brinks. And I know this because we have a customer that works for Brinks, very high up in operations. And he once told me that he actually works with the Federal Reserve, and he was one of the architects of the FedNow coin. And he said to me, unfortunately, I'm here, like working here on the Death Star. I had to laugh when he said that, obviously a Star Wars fan. And he said, I know what happens next. And he says, and that's why I'm buying gold. So he said, besides the FedNow coin, which is the whole precursor to central bank digital currencies, and we know that's a big sham, right? You know, the digital dollar. But he told me that they're also, Brinks are, across America, they're covertly building massive storage facilities. And he said that what they're storing there, he said, he couldn't tell me, but they've been commissioned to build these armored facilities. So I think a lot of it has to do with
holding. Well, everybody is like money scared. They see the economy, they see America falling apart, they see all kinds of problems. And so it doesn't take a prophecy student, someone watches Prophecy Club, to know if they have money in paper, they're in a real jam. If they have money in the stock market or any kind of a 401k, most of those, and for the 401k, the good grief, what's the other name of it?
Well, you have the IRA, the 401k, IRA. But then we actually have, Stan, a lot of government workers call us. They have thrifties, these thrifty plans, the government employee plans, and then you have the TSP plans. So, you know, a lot of times they have these plans and they're just like, you know, trudging along. They're not doing anything and they want to get out of these plans because, again, a lot of people are waking up to the facts and reading the news and hearing things like bank failures and fiat money right. being replaced with digital dollars, which is just a software, and seeing what's happening in the Middle East and, you know, Russia and Ukraine and the wealth of problems that we're experiencing today. Something I always talk about is debt. You know, we're $34 trillion in debt. In the next 10 years or less, that's going to be $50 trillion. And, you know, someone was talking to me the other day and they were saying, look, you know, how do we combat this $34 trillion in debt? It's just an unsurmountable task. And, you know, there's been rumors thrown out, well, they'd have to increase taxes. And we're already paying so much in taxes. So
we've got to pay our fair share if you listen to the State of the Union address last night.
Right. So that was right. So, you know, someone said to me, yeah, they're talking about 70% hike in taxes.
All right. So I have two questions. First of all, I love looking at that 1,000 gram gold bar. But Shane Warren was told in the audio, yes, I love it, okay. That's my heartthrob. I want to get one of those one of these days. Anyway, Shane Warren was told in Audible Voice of God that silver is going to skyrocket far more than gold. So my question is, what would cause that? And do you have any idea how close we are to seeing that?
It's a great question. Now, silver's a much smaller market than silver. However, what silver has going for it right now is I believe it's a very undervalued metal. And when you combine that with the industrial usage for metal right now, And you looked at a graph, the industrial usage for metal is literally like almost doubling year after year. If you looked at the chart, it's up, 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 up and away. So, you know, car manufacturing, apparently we're meant to be going fully electric by 2030. Good luck with that. I don't think we have the infrastructure, but, you know, right now car components are using a lot of silver. So on an industrial aspect, there's just more uses for it today than there's ever been before. When you look at something called the silver to gold ratio, when that access crosses, that's the buy sign. We're kind of on that right now. I know we talked briefly off camera about, you know, Egypt and seeing the price of silver soar. And I think silver for a lot of people, just the entry point alone, they may not be able to afford, you know, $70,000, right, for a gold bar. No one has that laying around. But, you know, it's silver spot at $25. And if people are buying silver rounds in the low 30s, you know, it's a much more affordable entry point. And I know people that have been buying so much silver over the years that they have more silver now than this is worth. So I think, you know, silver will have its day. In terms of it being an election year and a pivotal year, I say 2024 is a year of turmoil. And remember, where gold goes, silver does follow. So they are closely linked in that regard in terms of price.
Okay, let me get to another question. So you specialize in helping people get into IRAs and 401ks and also other things too. So how does that work? They just call you and send a little bit of paperwork, answer a few questions, and then was it take like 30 days to get the money, and then you can store it close to them? Tell us about that.
Good question. First thing we like to do is actually, believe it or not, slow it down, right? So first of all, it's important for people to get an education, understand what they currently have. So, you know, they can call us at 800, 200 gold, and they may be interested in finding out, well, can I roll over my retirement account, my IRA, my 401k? And then they would speak to one of our knowledgeable metals experts, and they would basically find out, well, where is it right now? So it could be with Charles Schwab, it could be with Fidelity, it could be with a brokerage or some type. And all they know is that they have an IRA, it's in these risky assets, and they want to move it. And then the questions start, well, how much is this going to cost me? Are there any tax penalties? So tax penalties, zero. The IRS actually makes it legal for you to roll over your IRA or 401k or whatever retirement plan you have tax deferred, which is actually an amazing thing that people need to know, that you can roll it over and you don't get penalized for that. So you're moving it really from point A to point B. So
when you're moving it from risky to not as risky.
Correct. Now, obviously, you know, gold, I want to make that point, it can go up, it can go down, just like the risky assets. But if you look at the long-term trend, because gold is a long-term stand, you know, 3, 5, 7 years, and the trend is your friend, and that's always been on the favor for gold. But once they get it to point B, you're now working with a new custodian, a highly specialized trust company. And with these trust companies, you may have come across people that say, well, I have an IRA and I've got real estate in there, or I've got these things called cryptocurrencies, or oil rights, or mineral rights, or precious metals. So when you hear those terms, that means they basically have what's called a self-directed IRA. And a self-directed IRA basically means, kind of in the namesake, is you get to self-direct where you put those assets. And if it's legal, the IRS lets you put your funds in there. And thank goodness, precious metals such as gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, these are all assets that qualify to be held in an IRA or 401k. So you roll it over. The next point is what we call a metals consultation call, because we will speak to people and they will say to us, I want all palladium, I want all platinum, I want all silver, I want a mixture, I have no idea, what do I do next? So we have a metals consultation call with them, and we find out what their needs are, because quite frankly, Stan, like, some people may say, well, everything's going to come to an end. I want small denomination gold coins and silver, something tradable, something barterable. Other people say, I'm just looking for a hedge. It's maybe a short-term hold for me. I want just the bricks of gold. I just want the bars. So depending on what people want, we can give them options. And the good thing about a self-directed IRA, it gives you more options versus where you were before, which gives you less options. So you have more options. You get to pick what you want to put in there. And again, we're not the ones that pick. We kind of position ourselves as the navigator. You're still the captain, right? So, you know, they can either kind of lean on us for advice, or they can forge their own path and they know exactly what they want. But if they rely on us as the navigator, then we'll put some recommendations together. And then once the captain, i.e. you, gives us the green light, we're then able to purchase those metals. And then those metals are stored in a licensed depository. Has your name on it. Nobody else can touch it. You can go to a licensed depository, take it out, take it home with you. That would be considered a distribution in an IRA, though. But point being that it's yours. And you carry on getting your statements like you do now, whether it's a paper statement or you log online to a portal like you would like a bank account. And you can see itemized all the different types of metals that are being stored in your IRA. And we have a little saying about metals: you don't wait to buy gold, you buy gold and wait. So, you know, the transaction's fairly quick. It can take 2 to 3, possibly 4 weeks, depending on how busy the market is at any given week. And then once it's there, more importantly, something we do that I feel brokerage companies don't do is that we then schedule quarterly updates for our customers. You know, we let them know, hey, would you like a call every 30, 60, 90, 120 days so we can go over any important updates. Maybe they want to buy or sell a few coins or change their portfolio a little bit. But more importantly, keep them up to date with what's going on. Normally, once you hit a certain age, you would have to take what we call RMDs, required mandatory distributions, or they're already taking that in an IRA currently. So we'll also factor that in, whether they're drawing off of their IRA. But even if you're drawing off of your IRA and you need that monthly income or not, you can still roll that over tax-free and set it up in a way where you're receiving cash monthly, but you still have your nest egg sitting in, you know, gold or silver.
Now, what if they don't have an IRA or 401k, I mean, is there a minimum that they have to get gold or silver from you? How does that all work?
There normally is a minimum, but anyone that calls in from the Prophecy Club obviously will work with them. So it all depends. You know, I'd say the minimum is probably around about $2,500, because I've noticed that's probably the minimum amount someone would want in silver to make it worth their while. And if they don't have an IRA or 401k, then they select their metals. We ship it to them, insured courier, and we ship about $750,000 a day in metals from our office, which is pretty amazing. And you know, when we ship it, if it's a large order, we have to call our insurance carrier and they will tell us how they want it shipped. Normally it will come FedEx overnight, insured delivery all the way up until the time you sign for it. So there's no Brinks trucks with a flashing light saying, I just bought gold, and no one wants that. So it comes very discreet. And then something else we take into consideration is making sure our customers have a safe place to keep it, right? Because if we're shipping it to their house, we want to make sure that they're keeping it safe. So where are they keeping it? Well, I can tell you from experience, clients will keep it in a gun safe, a floor safe. I've got farmers, they bury it in the ground. I've had some other people tell me some rusty paint pots in their garage, they keep their metals there too. As long as it's safe and they know what they're receiving, that's the main thing. Because I had one.
Okay, so all of a sudden the society falls apart. They've got some gold or silver coins or wherever it is. How long does it take to get it? What's the process to get it to them quickly?
Well, if it's in their hands already, granted, they've got it at their fingertips.
Yeah, but if it's stored.
If it's in an IRA and the wheels fall off the wagon and like we get hit by an EMP or something crazy like that, you got to jump on your horse and gallop over to the depository and grab your metals. But it's a quick process. You know, we do liquidation kind of emergency plans to see how quickly we can have this turned around for our clients. And the quickest we can get it done is in about a week. They can call us up, put a sell order in. Then we just wait for the depository to move the metals. They can sell the metals and get the cash pretty much immediately. But what most clients prefer is to liquidate the metals and have it directly shipped to them. Because ultimately, people want this in their hands.
Right.
So that's just, I'd say 90-95% of our clients that even take distributions would rather take a distribution in the coins than just having it reverted back into cash.
By the way, I have one coin too.
Now, yeah.
It's a buffalo on one side and Indian on the other
side.
Yeah,
buffalo round. In fact, we put a lot of those in IRAs as well, so yeah, they're eligible for an IRA.
A gift. This was a donation. Thank you, Lord. Okay, so let's see. What else? Another question here. What makes Genesis different than the other gold and silver companies?
Yeah, good question, because there's quite a few companies out there these days. And, you know, you just turn on Fox News and you get bombarded with commercial after commercial, right? And I often see these commercials and they kind of make the hair on the back of my neck stand up, because you start seeing, you know, free silver, $10,000 in free this, and, you know, $15,000 in free that. And Stan, ultimately, nothing is free. And these companies out there that tout free silver, you've got to ask, where does that free silver come from? And I can tell you right now, it comes from the markup of that coin that you're buying. So, you know, one big differentiator between Genesis and a lot of companies is we're not going to, you know, bump up the price of our silver to make it sound like you're getting free silver. I think that's deceptive sales tactics, in my opinion. So, you know, one thing that I know that we do very differently is slow the process down and educate people. We have about 35 people here at our company. There's probably only about 5 or 6 people tops that are allowed to help people move money, because those people actually have a financial background, have been doing this for over 2 decades, and have experience with helping people in the precious metals market. An informed investor is a better investor. So rather than just being thrown into gold, it's very important to help our clients understand the different types of gold. Do they want bars? Do they want coins? Do they want fractional bars or coins? You know, is this a short-term hold? Is this a long-term hold? Explaining and understanding premiums on different types of products. So it's very important to kind of slow the process down, get a better understanding and an education. So at that point, the client or the investor can make them picks for themselves, rather than us making the picks for them. And that's the main difference.
Okay. We just got a donation sent to us for some silver coins. And of course, I called the guy, very, very thankful, appreciate that. Then I said, so where'd you get them? He said, I just got them from a local coin dealer. Mm-hmm. So is getting this stuff anyplace just fine? Or is it better to get it from you? I mean, outside the fact that it helps profits.
Yeah, we actually supply a lot of local coin dealers, and there's definitely times when there's shortages on the market. So my building where we're here in Beverly Hills, we're vertically integrated into the precious metals market, meaning downstairs below us, they specialize in rare coins. I'm talking like Rembrandt, Picasso pieces. You know, they could be like $500,000 for one coin. The second floor is one of the US Mint distributors, and the third floor is us. So anything to do with gold, we're vertically integrated, and that's why we're located where we are. In terms of products for clients, I never oppose people going to a local coin shop, but there's been so many fakes coming out of China that you've got to be very careful when purchasing, particularly gold, because it's more expensive than silver, where the Chinese will go 70% tungsten and 30% gold. The fakes have become very good over the years, Stan.
Yeah, somebody sent me an email, and it had this person showing the two coins and said, do both of these coins look genuine? Yeah, they weigh the same. They, you know, how would a person know the difference? And that went into explaining how to know the difference. So I know that with Joseph Kitchen, one of the things I discovered is the most counterfeited thing on the planet is honey. Mm. What? I didn't know. They counterfeit meat. They counterfeit gold and silver. And it's out there. And they're really good at making
that look
like the truth. They know they're getting real stuff from you.
Yeah. So what we do, and I want to make this distinction here clearly, because not everyone does this. When it comes to an IRA, we do not sell secondary market gold. Secondary market gold is what you'll get at a local coin shop. When someone's come in there, needed some money, sold their products, and it's been bought and sold and bought and sold. Probably got some scratches and some wear and tear on it. With an IRA, we use what's called Mint Direct. So these are 2024 coins, freshly minted and not touched by human hands. And if they are, they're white glove boxed and strapped by the mint and sent straight to the depository. So we don't even mess with secondary coins in people's IRAs. And I would highly recommend you do the same. So for IRAs, Mint Direct only. For secondary market coins, we have machines here. One's called a Sigma Verifier. And what it does, it kind of has like a little wand, and you can touch a bar or coin, and it penetrates the metals by 3 millimeters. And that 3 millimeters will tell us, is this pure gold or is it tungsten inside? Oh, no. And it will also tell us, is it 22, is it 24 carat? Is the diameter of the coin and thickness the exact precision as it should be? So a lot of these coins today, like I mentioned, the forgeries have got good, especially since the laser, you know, there's 3D printers now.
Right.
Well, the packaging is what's probably even better with the forging now. So they can make the packaging look extremely good. So I tell people, if you go to a coin shop and you're buying particularly gold, make sure they verify it in front of you. If they don't have a machine that can verify it in front of you, that should be a red flag. So again, if you're spending your hard-earned money, make sure you're buying it from the source, and ideally go Mint Direct, because Mint Direct is the safest way to
you
make know, sure
that you just brought up a question. The thing that hurts my heart more than anything is to think that some person out there, especially a Prophecy Club supporter, would lose either a large portion or maybe even all of their life savings into just because they bought it from the wrong person and they bought counterfeit or they paid too much, you know. And at least if they call you, even if they want maybe only $2,500 worth, if they call you, they're going to get freshly minted, top grade, and they know it's going to be good.
Yeah, 100%. I give you a quick story. So one of the gentlemen that works for me, he's been in the business. He's probably, you know, 70, I have to guess 75, 76. He never tells me his exact age. He says, I'm old enough. Or he'll make a great statement and say, what do I know? I'm old. But he's been in the coin business, obviously, much longer than I have. And he called me up and he's like, Jonathan, I just purchased a coin on eBay. They didn't know what they have. I bought it because he thought, oh my god, they don't know what they have. I'm getting it for a steal, and he got it. It looked real because he sent it in to get graded. There's grading companies. PCGS, Professional Coin Grading Service, is one of them. NGC, Numismatic Guarantee Corporation, is another. He sent it to them, and they basically said, Fred, you should know better than this. This is a counterfeit coin, but he didn't know. So even an expert whose eyes deceived them couldn't tell today a real coin from a counterfeit coin. So that's how good they are. Yeah. So you do need the machines to check it. So you do want to stick with Mint Direct. And if it is a secondary market coin, make sure that they're checking it in front of your very eyes.
I hate to admit what I'm about to admit, but 2 or 3 years ago, maybe even longer than that, we bought some stuff off of the internet. Mm. And we thought it was genuine. It wasn't metal. But we sent it in, and it came back counterfeit. And I mean, and I looked at it, and it was supposed to be old. And I smelled it. It looked old. It smelled old. I said, Leslie, it's got to be real. They are so good at counterfeiting.
Yeah.
So good at it.
Yeah, very good. So you just, you know, have to be careful.
All right, so in conclusion, you want to go to prophecyclubgold.com, prophecyclubgold.com. Say it again, prophecyclubgold.com, or call 800-200-GOLD, 800-200-GOLD. And if they say Prophecy Club, I understand you give them a good deal, right?
Not only that, but if they have an IRA or 401k and mention Prophecy Club, sent me, we will actually waive setup fees and rollover fees for your IRA or 401k.
That sounds good to me.
It is good.
Jonathan, you're a good man.
Thank you,
sir. Interview.
You're a good man, too. I always enjoy being online with you.
All right, well, we'll have to have you back on again. Oh, okay, so here's what you want to do. You want to call Jonathan Rose. You don't have to ask for him. He's got 35 people there, but call 800-200-GOLD, 800-200-GOLD, or prophecyclubgold.com. God bless you for watching, and we don't want you to lose your money. I don't want us to be in line begging for food. Instead, I want to be us in line giving out food. And so here's what I suggest you do. Go to Joseph's Kitchen. It's bread. I mean, I have bread for all of my breakfast and my lunch is a slice of bread. You want to go to Joseph Kitchen. What you want to do is get this machine package right here. That's all of the gizmos you need to actually make the bread. Then the supplies are like this. Food for one person 1 year, 2 people a year, 4 people a year, 6 people a year. They're ready to ship it out right now. They've got all of this stuff. They're not out of anything. They can ship it to you. And there's videos and there's also recipes to show you how to make all kinds of bread recipes. I think I would call bread famine food. In the days of Joseph and the pyramids, 7 years of plenty followed by 7 years of famine. And what was it that fed the year or the world for 7 years? And the answer, wheat. Wheat. And that's what Joseph Kitchen sells, wheat. Wheat is, there's not a perfect food. In other words, one food where a person could eat nothing but this food their whole life, but probably wheat comes the closest. So recommend you go to Joseph Kitchen, get yourself stocked up. So what is an EMP shield device? It's a device you can put on your car and your house that in an EMP attack is supposed to stop the attack. And if you go to empshield.com and if you use the promo code PROPHECY, they give you a $50 discount. They also have videos up there, shows you how to install it on your car and your house and everything, and it's not difficult at all. I've got one of them right here. Red goes to red, black goes to black, green goes to the car, body of your car, and you just peel it off the back, stick it under there. You've got another device that goes on your house. So, not complicated. Take you about 10 minutes to put them in. So, empshield.com, promo code is PROPHECY.